"He seems a very amiable person," said Holmes, laughing. "I'm not quite so bulky, but if he had remained, I might have shown him that my grip was not much more feeble than his own." As he spoke, he picked up the steel poker, and with a sudden effort, straightened it out again. "Fancy his having the insolence to confound me with the official detective force. This incident gives zest to our investigation, however, and I only trust that our little friend will not suffer from her imprudence in allowing this brute to trace her. And now, Watson, we shall order breakfast, and afterwards I shall walk down to Doctors' Commons, where I hope to get some data which may help us in this matter."